From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. EU leaders are gathering to try to find solutions to a growing migrant crisis. The 28 leaders of the European Union gather in Brussels Thursday to discuss how to cope with the burgeoning migrant crisis in the wake of the mass drowning of migrants off Libya's coast. The EU is under growing pressure to stem the flow of thousands of migrants from the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa, who resort to people traffickers to make the dangerous journey in often overcrowded and unseaworthy vessels. Ban Ki-moon is the UN Secretary General.
The number of people who are dying is really shocking. The humanitarian tragedy highlights yet again the need to address the plight of these migrants.
Mr. Ban's spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, said the UN chief wrote to European Council President Donald Tusk ahead of the summit.
He urges the European Union to continue to take comprehensive and bold collective action to put an end to the humanitarian disaster at sea. The Secretary General also says that the safety, protection needs, and human rights of migrants and refugees must be at the center of the response.
Last year, the EU scrapped a Mediterranean search and rescue program over its cost and concerns that the maritime operations were actually encouraging migrants to make the dangerous voyage. In Guinea, Wednesday, 11 people sentenced to life in prison for the killings of 8 Ebola healthcare workers and journalists in the southern town of Womey last September at the height of the epidemic. The prosecution had sought the death penalty. 15 others were acquitted. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says the number of confirmed cases of the deadly virus now exceeds 26,000, with nearly 11,000 having died over the past year. In the week ending April 19th, the WHO says 33 new confirmed cases were reported, including 21 in Guinea, 12 in Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Nuclear talks between Iran and six major powers resumed Wednesday in Vienna. U.S. spokesperson Marie Harf says the focus is now on the technical details following this month's framework agreement.
We've been talking with all of the negotiating teams over the past few weeks, actually, about the work plan. So we've been doing a lot of that work over email or over the phone. So that's sort of how we got to this point where they're all on the ground talking substance. So we're really more focused on the substance, trying to work on all the annexes with the technical teams. Secretary Kerry may meet with Foreign Minister Zarif on Monday. We're still finalizing the schedule, but really pushing forward to get technical work done. When we have to bring in, you know, higher-level political officials, we will.
The parties have a June 30 deadline to turn the framework agreement into a final deal that keeps Iran from building a nuclear weapon in exchange for an easing of sanctions. A Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes in Yemen Wednesday, hours after announcing a halt to a month-long bombing campaign. The Wednesday raids hit Houthi rebel positions in the central city Taiz and the southern port of Aden, as ground fighting between rebels and supporters of exiled President Abu Mansur Hadi continued. Tuesday, Riyadh said it would focus on achieving a political solution. The Houthis have called for a return to UN-sponsored peace talks. Hundreds of Houthi supporters rallied in the capital, Sana'a, Wednesday.
I want to send this message to the Saudian kings and princes. We will not obey your orders. We are a free people. We will protect our country until the last beat of our lives. No one can control Yemen. We are free.
According to the World Health Organization, more than 1,000 have been killed and thousands more wounded over the past month. Tens of thousands of Ethiopians rallied in Addis Ababa Wednesday, denouncing the killing of nearly 30 Ethiopian Christians in Libya by the Islamic State group.
The nation is in a massive sense of shock and disbelief at the atrocities against its citizens overseas. Now we have been hit by a shivering news of a wave of brutality perpetrated on Ethiopians in Libya by the international terrorist group called ISIS.
The Ethiopians in Libya are believed to have been captured by the IS group while seeking passage to Europe. Some were beheaded, others shot, in a video released on the Internet Sunday. A new report says China believes North Korea may already have 20 nuclear warheads, a number much higher than previous estimates. The Wall Street Journal Wednesday saying that Chinese nuclear experts have told their U.S. counterparts in February that Pyongyang could produce enough weapons-grade uranium to double its arsenal by next year. Chilean authorities are evacuating hundreds of people after the volcano Cabuco erupted Wednesday for the first time in more than 42 years. Chile, on the Pacific Rim of Fire, has the second-largest chain of volcanoes after Indonesia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.